When you start talking about tolerance and diversity, it's something that touches very close to me, to my family, and working with young people. I mean, I think it's important that we fight hate and extremism, that type of thing, and the Southern Poverty Law Center does that through legal action. But when you start looking at the future, where is the future? Those are the kids who are sitting in my classroom.
Now, I know you work in a private school, mm-hmm. but take Jefferson County Public Schools, for instance, mm-hmm. with its current student assignment plan.
Yes.
Do you think it's extra important for schools like schools in Jefferson County to know and have access to this information? Or do you think it's something that's even more kind of highlighted in some of these public schools?
I think it needs to be in every single school. And having taught in Jefferson County, taught in Catholic schools, and now in an independent school, it really doesn't matter because when I'm looking in my classroom at Collegiate, I see incredible diversity, kids from all over the world, you know, different languages, that type of thing. The same thing was true when I taught in Jefferson County. So I think regardless of the student assignment plan or if a school is private or if it's rural or urban, we all have to do something to embrace each other and learn from each other and not be scared of each other.
And give me an example of something a teacher might do or a teacher might learn with the tolerance, mm-hmm. teaching tolerance project.
Well, in Jefferson County, they have a wonderful program called the CARE program. I don't know if you've heard of it, where it's about creating a respectful environment. And so there are circles of students who are with a teacher, and it's kind of an advisory type of program. At Collegiate, we have a very structured advisory program where every day a teacher meets with students. And so it's outside the content area because I teach algebra, but we will talk about, you know, current events or what's on their mind, or we'll bring up any of these topics. For example, one thing that teaching tolerance, a big day they focus on is called Mix It Up Day, and it happens in November, and that's where they encourage students to sit by somebody else that they normally don't sit by at lunch, and that usually starts a kickoff to, you know, more kind of activities that will build, like I said, that inclusive, respectful environment.
Now, in Kentucky, anti-bullying legislation mm-hmm. has failed mm-hmm. the past few years, I believe. Why do you think that has been the case? I mean, what are they afraid of, or what are they afraid to take on?
Who knows? I think a lot of it's fear. And depending where people live and who they encounter, you know, if everything is just always the same, you know, you don't have that worldview. So I think a lot of it's based in fear. I could go off on that. I mean, it's frightening to me that, you know, there are students who do face that. I mean, one of the newer documentaries through Teaching Tolerance is a whole kit that a teacher can order, and it's called Bullied. And it actually follows the story of a student who stands up to that, and really kind of from a school level, district level, and so on. Fights for that kind of justice and that kind of legislation. We're a ways away in Kentucky.
Do you think that there's actual fear, like social fear, and also political fear for going up against something and then getting shot down? And
sure. And I think anyone who works in a, you know, who advocates for justice, you know, it's, you're going to get knocked down many times before you actually achieve that. So there are a lot of grassroots organizations here in Louisville and throughout the state who continue to push for that. But when I look at it from what I do day in and day out in the classroom, I know that I'm teaching future leaders. I'm teaching kids who will be neighbors and business people and this and that. I want them to understand the need for that.
Kathleen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Okay, thank you very much.